One challenge is that everybody uses the title Cyber Czar, and immediately this person is going to have to fight that impression of what this job is going to be.
Because why is that not a good name?
Well, I think it's not a good name because in every other case, a czar in D.C. Lingo is someone who has no authority except maybe some nagging authority and some convening authority and has no responsibility to really get stuff done. There are no real czars in the U.S. Government. So
it's a little bit like herding cats.
Yep, very much like herding cats. And there's several ways to herd cats, and being a czar is one of the least effective ways in the D.C. area.
And so if you were the person who was selected for this job, your starting point would be what? To let people know why this is important, which is, I mean, I think more and more people get it all the time, but it's still sort of not fully understood. Everyone grasps that.
Right. So I think whoever starts off is going to be able to stand upon the accomplishments of many others. There's so much progress that's been made up to this point. So the first step needs to be, in my opinion, an assessment of where we stand right now and the incredible amount of work that's brought us to this point. For example, this 60-day review is a tremendous articulation of every issue I know about in the cyber world. So it's just fantastic progress to be able to articulate the issues like that. That's one. Another is the significant positive improvement in the dialogue between the federal leaders and leaders in industry and academia. There's just been a dramatic improvement, and so that's something that this person will be able to assess and build upon. And then another is I think there's been a tremendous articulation of the threat. Previously, the threat was known inside the intelligence community and the national security community, but it's been hard to express in an open way. Well, now we have our president himself spelling out exactly what the threat is in very real terms, and I think it's good to have that.
And it does help at that to have that high level, almost finger saying, this is important, we are going to care about this.
Yes, and it's said in a way that I believe is understandable broadly, so it should build the kind of support to follow through and create more action.
And how important is it that that the president says he is picking this person, he is going to select who is the cyber czar? Seems to sort of give a little oomph to this person that when that at least has somewhat partial ear of the president.
Right. So one thing a lot of us have observed in watching the president is he does take a key interest in technology himself. He has picked incredible leaders in folks like Anish Chopra and Vivek Kundra to help him keep moving the technology agenda forward. And apparently he plays a very hands-on role in the dialogue and discussion with those leaders. So we can assume the same model will be applied here. He will find the right person and at the right time announce him or her, and we'll stay engaged with that person.
Which makes for a nice transition. There's all sorts of names out there. Of course, the preeminent name that a lot of people are talking about is the person who headed that review itself.
Right. And so I know so many of the names being mentioned, and so many are just world-class folks. But I have no idea what the selection criteria will be myself. You know, maybe they're going to want someone who has been a congressman or a senator or a federal judge who can, you know, interact at that level. But if you want somebody who can get things done in federal government, it's always good to have proven past performance, in my opinion. And in my opinion, just being an observer for the last couple decades, the person who's done the most, the fastest, has been Melissa Hathaway. So if it's not her, it needs to be someone like her, in my opinion. And maybe I shouldn't say that. We should, you know, whoever the president picks, we're all going to support.
Well, and there are so, it is kind of remarkable, all the names that have been bubbling up, and all of them are remarkable, but Melissa Hathaway really has sort of galvanized and as you say, won a lot of praise for the 60-day review process, which was actually done in 60 days.
Yeah.
A lot of good, you know, at least from the cyber folks, from the cybersecurity folks, I'm hearing a lot of good things.
Right. And from what I can see, there has been a true growth in capabilities because of the actions that she has started.
And so if she was, because your name also has been on the list of people discussed for this job, he says, as greeting with silence.
It is
a very challenging. One of the big issues there is reporting to two different organizations seems very, very difficult.
It can be difficult. That can also be empowering, I guess, depending on who the individuals are. But to have two bosses who really care about your success may make you twice as strong. So I think that would be the optimistic way to look at it. You know, the economy is one of the most important things that the nation does. Is, you know, so you know, having that connection to the economic council is critically important. National security is also the most important thing, and it's debatable which of those two has priority here. But you know, why not accomplish both and have this position report to both bosses and be supported by both bosses?
We have a there's so many cybersecurity issues, but I wanted to touch base with you on one that's specifically getting a lot of attention, in part because the administration seems to be very interested in cloud computing. And I know you have some thoughts on security and cloud computing, which is the big issue that most agencies sort of are uncomfortable with about cloud computing right now.
Right.
Is this a either or? You either are secure or you're going cloud?
So that's a good question, and I do get asked quite frequently questions like that. Is cloud computing more or less secure? And the answer is always, it depends. You need to design security in from the beginning, and then most definitely it's more secure. And when we say cloud computing, it doesn't mean outsourcing all of your data into another provider. There are private clouds. So one possible architecture for cloud computing use in the federal government would be increased use of smart, scalable server power inside the federal firewall that then delivers computer power from the federal domains. So that's more protected, easier to maintain patches and security, and it keeps the data in one location by spreading it to every computer everywhere in the federal government. So far more secure if you engineer that well.